It was still black dark when I crept back to the office and tiptoed over to my gunny sack bed. I crept and tiptoed because I didn't want to wake up Mr. Sleep His Life Away. If he woke up, there was some danger that he might want to stay up and talk. And after my experience in the chicken house, the last thing I needed was a long, boring conversation with Drover. I was tired, exhausted, worn down to a nub from all the cares and worries of running my ranch, and from dealing with a bunch of deranged chickens. Can you believe they'd ordered me out of the chicken house and threw eggs at me? I had never been so insulted. I mean, I had done them a huge favor. I'd given them my time and had even answered the chicken riddle of life. Oh well. Against incredible odds, I had managed to turn the incident into a huge moral victory. They had pelted me with insults and a few eggs, but I was now a stronger dog, a wiser dog. And they were still brainless hens living in a stinking chicken house. Oh, and they had to spend the rest of their days listening to J.T. Cluck's heartburn stories and his wild, improbable yarn about I found myself gazing up at the sky. I had never heard a reliable report of the sky, well, actually falling or collapsing on top of the earth. Had it ever happened before? Surely not. I mean, there in front of my very eyes was the black drape of the sky, covered with a silver spray of twinkling. You know, there sure were a bunch of stars up there. Some of them looked pretty big and heavy. What was holding them up? Was it possible? I wasn't the kind of dog who leaped to conclusions or who believed every shred of gossip or anything a chicken might say, but still. All at once, I got this odd feeling in the back of my neck. Do you know that strange feeling when your hair stands up and you feel little pins and needles? Anyways, I knew there wasn't a shred of truth to JT's crazy stories about the stars being too heavy to float in the heavens and the sky falling down on top of the... But just to be on the safe side, I decided to wake up Drover. I mean, it was just a courtesy call, so to speak, to let the little fellow know that I had returned from a long and dangerous... Drover, wake up.
Merc, snork, honking, spinach, motorcycles in the sandbox.
Drover, I hate to bother you at this hour of the night, but there's an important matter we need to discuss.
Matter, batter, pudding and pie, kissed a toad and made him cry.
Drover, I know you're in there, so don't pretend you're not. If you can make up silly rhymes about toads, you can wake up and smell the cobras.
Cobras, todras, tundra, sandwich.
See, now you're talking about food. I know you can hear me, so listen up. This could be very serious. I don't want to alarm you, but we just heard a report that the sky is going to fall. That got his attention.